You're listening to another ambitious EntrepreneurNetwork.com podcast, the voice for entrepreneurs and small business. Now, onto the show.
Welcome to the Christian Entrepreneurs Podcast, daily conversations with Christian entrepreneurs to inspire and empower Christian business owners to walk strongly in their faith, while build a thriving business that honors Him in every way. Now, over to your host, Anne Marie Cross.
And welcome to another episode of the Christian Entrepreneurs Podcast. This is episode 118, and I'm your host, Anne Marie Cross, the podcasting queen. My guest today says that she chooses to live empowered. And joining me on today's show is Jackie Wilson. Jackie is the founder of Christian Children's Empowerment, CCE. And CCE empowers children through the Word of God, so excellence is a standard, not the exception. To execute this mantra, they use three pillars. They use encourage, educate, and equip. And this is done by providing biblical learning tools, educational opportunities, and mission opportunities in which children, their families, and their communities can engage. Now, on today's show, Jackie is going to share that every single one of us can empower someone in a positive way. We're going to talk more about that. She's also going to talk about how your life starts doesn't determine where your future will be, and you determine those choices through your choices that you make and the decisions that you make. She's also going to talk about your best self is whom God created you to be, and so much more. Welcome to the show, Jackie.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited to be a part of this.
Oh, me too. And I love the way that you really have taken your ministry and are really supporting and empowering children. Because as we know, children are our future, and what they learn from, you know, childhood can certainly help them over the trials and tribulations. Our young ones now go through a lot of, if I look back to my life, a lot more difficulties and challenges, and that certainly will set them up. But I always give my guests, I'd love to give you an opportunity as well to share, how did you get into this ministry with children? Did you always feel that you wanted to contribute in this area, or were you guided and led some way throughout your life experience to suddenly think, you know what, I want to found CCE? How did that happen for you?
Well, it was not on my radar, to be honest. I am trained professionally as an attorney. Wow. And I was working a full-time legal position. And one day, one of my coworkers said, you know, why are you here? You have so many talents, so many abilities, so many things that you could be doing. And she just felt like I was wasting my time there. And then it was like I saw a light, and I knew what she was saying was true. Yes. And God had been speaking to me over like several weeks, but I just wasn't listening. Mm-hmm. Because I had no intention of derailing my legal career to go into children's ministry full time. Yes. But when she said that, I knew what God had been saying. And so I took a leap of faith. And I started Christian Children's Empowerment.
Yeah, fantastic. And may I say, you know, from someone who has started to hear, you know, that you sometimes hear and see an inkling in your life, to having someone speak into your life and then making the decision, you know, pretty soon after that, for some of us, it can take months, if not years. However, looking back, I'm sure you really can see the experience that you've developed through your corporate experience, and I'm sure also your legal experience can certainly contribute to the area that you're now in, yes?
Oh, absolutely. First of all, understanding and knowing contracts is a huge deal. Mm-hmm. As we continue to pursue other endeavors, but also the precision. When you go to law school, the training that you receive, it really can expand outside of the legal field. And so I use a lot of that training and trying to understand other cultures, whatever it may be. I'm using the legal training on a daily basis. So it has definitely been wonderful to have that type of background as I pursue all of these endeavors.
Yes. I love that you shared that, because for many people who may have followed me on the Christian Entrepreneur Show and maybe other podcasts that I host, is that my background is in the career industry. And I recall having many conversations with clients who are transitioning from one role to another. And what we tend to do is, when we do shift, everything that we've learned and skills and strength we've developed, we often assume that they're not really necessary or required, or how can we leverage them in this new role, in this new endeavor. And often when we look back, you know, God has actually been developing our skills, our strengths, even some of the challenges that we've had to overcome have been building the character that we now need for the next season of our life. And to just disregard them often can mean, hey, you know, there are other elements that you can bring to this work that enable you to really speak into that. So how long, tell us, how long has CCE been, or CCE, I should say, been running for, and what are some of the impact and the stories that you're really starting to see through the work that you're doing?
So we officially launched September 1st, 2012. So almost 6 years. At first, it was a challenge to really figure out what exactly what we were going to do. I knew I had an idea, but I wasn't sure, because I was still, I think, floundering a bit, because I left this secure job and I was thinking, what am I going to do? How are we going to have money to finance everything? But it is coming together beautifully. Mm-hmm. And the people that I have met, the children, that the lives that we are impacting, I mean, I couldn't ask for anything more. I feel completely fulfilled. Mm-hmm. I tell people all the time, I really knew that what we were doing when we made a difference is, when there was a child in Nakuru, Kenya, and the child wrote, "Your CCE is not only helping me, but it's helping our whole village." And I was thinking, wow, it is so beyond me. And now as we expand into other endeavors, such as shop at CCE.com, which is going to help fund our mission work and educational opportunities, I look at all the other people's lives that we're going to be able to touch, helping independent artists, small business owners, and even helping children start to get a grasp of what it is to be in business, and especially a Christian business. Yeah. So it's expansive, and I'm just looking forward to what God has for us in the future.
Yes. One of the things that I love about building kingdom businesses is that often we will take that step of faith. And you said the leap of faith. And I had a guest on the show just recently, and he said, actually, you know what? Sometimes God just wants us to take that step, because when we take that step of faith and trust and hope in Him, He meets us often with outcomes that exceed our expectations. And I think, you know, often from a worldly point of view, we can look at sales and profits as being the thing that causes us to say, well, right, successful. But I think in kingdom businesses, it's the lives we impact.
Oh, yeah.
The hope, the seed of hope that we instill in a young child's life that impacts a society or a community who now can, with different tools and resources. Sometimes it's just having water, clean water to drink, yes, or a well that has been built in their community. I think often when we're reminded of that, because we don't often see that, do we? When we're living in, you know, developed, westernized countries, and we just turn on the tap, but we take for granted that there are families the world over that don't have that. And electricity to switch on, flick on a switch and have a light go on. I mean, to us, we can sometimes take that for granted. So thank you for sharing that. And I love the way that you really want to speak today, how we can empower others in a positive way. And that can sometimes be just how we show up, being that voice, being a shoulder to lean on. Share a bit more about some of the things you're doing and how you encourage others so that they can continue to empower others.
One of the things that I love seeing is how confident the children are being. To see someone who is fearful, maybe even afraid of their own shadow, and to see them transform into this person who stands out in the crowd and who are taking the initiatives to make an impact themselves. One of our children, so Miss Jackie, I was so nervous about this test at school, and I gathered with some friends and we just start praying. And I was like, wow, how awesome is that? And just to hear another child say, I just feel so much more confident. And he didn't really realize it at first. He said, but I am doing things that I would not have done before. Mm-hmm. And just to hear all of those stories and to see, you know, continuously see how they can get involved. Someone said that I'm really good at showing people how to implement God into their daily life. Yes. It's not just about teaching the word, but how are we going to implement it into their daily life? Mm. And I said, I want children to see that they are beautiful creatures. I love Psalm 139:14. It talks about how we are wonderfully, respectfully, fearfully made. Mm. And I don't think people really understand that. And I think once they start understanding that you are truly created in God's image, you are truly created with a purpose, I really feel that's when other people will start walking in their purpose. And that is kind of what I'm teaching the children, not only them, but also their families. And it is impacting the communities, because when one of the children goes out and says, you know what, I decided I wanted to do a canned food drive without any prompting from us, that lets me know that what we're teaching is making a difference. And every endeavor, everything that we're doing, it's building up to that. The children, I really allow them to speak freely as to what it is that you desire out of a ministry. What is it that you're saying that you need? One of the reasons we have expanded in the way that we have is because the children kept saying, we need more. And I had heard parents and teachers who said they needed more. But I was like, we don't have the resources to do more than what we were doing at the time. But most of our ministry is based online. So the kids kept saying, we need more. And God was saying, I said, okay, we will expand. And I was planning on maybe us just doing 3 new extension sites to maybe address some of the individual needs within some of the age groups.
Yes.
And the kids were not having that. They were like, no. So we expanded. We have 8 extension sites other than our main site, ChristianChildrensEmpowerment.com. And those extension sites are based on ages. 2 of those extension sites is directly related to the children's request. They were saying, we need something once we age out. So we have a young adult site called CCE Excellers, where we provide articles or blog posts that'll help you as a young adult as you travel through this life. And they say, and we need something for our parents too. They need help. And so we have the parent site, which is the CCE Enlighteners. And we have just really expanded from there. It's been amazing just to gather people from around the world, because we can't do it ourselves. We're based in the U.S., but we use people from different places. You're talking about England, Spain, wherever people want to come together and help empower the children, the families, and the community. We're calling out to them and saying, you can make a difference. Mm-hmm. And then once those people get involved and they say, man, if somebody says a really great comment about their particular post or their article, they're like, I've made a difference. And so it keeps expanding beyond, and it is just beyond. But I knew from the beginning that it was going to be something good. But I just didn't know how good it was going to be. Yeah. And like I said, I'm just continuing to look forward. We're creating Empowerment University for Children, which is going to provide educationally based classes for children. But the goal of that is going to show children how you can take the math that you learn, the English that you learn, the science that you learn, put it all together, and create something beautiful within your community. Whether it is learning the math and science of how to build a well within a country or a section of a country that does not have that, we will show them how you can use that so it won't be that boring subject anymore. And we're looking for professors right now, people who are interested in teaching the children well, basic and advanced classes. We are seeking certification here in the U.S., but eventually we want certification globally so that people can use these as substitutes for their regular classes. And then, like I said, the goal is for them to go out and use what they have learned. And it'll be from the beginning. We want to show you how to build a well, but we want to show you what skills you need to build that well. You need the math. You need the science. You may need to learn some geography, but bring all that together so that can be exciting for them.
Yeah. So many golden nuggets in there. And what I love about what you're doing and all businesses who are listening and watching, even the recording, is you're tapping into the needs of who you are here to serve, which is the children. So ultimately, we really, I guess, can call them your clients. And how so often what we do is we assume what our clients need. We launch something. But what I love that you've done is you've asked for proactive participation from them. So who best to share what they need than them themselves? And I love the way that you've created that environment, because I think so often as adults, we think that we know best. So we share with children, well, this is what we're going to implement. But how better to actually ask them so that they can feel empowered that they are contributing? I think also as a reminder for all of us adults too, and I'd love you to share a little bit about this too, is that taking on, and it says in the Bible, I can't quite remember the verse word for word, but, you know, take on a childlike mindset, because so often the beliefs that we have created through experiences and circumstances as adults, and some of those, and we'll talk a bit more about, you know, how life doesn't determine our future, our decisions do. But sometimes those situations have now determined in us a decision that really doesn't have that full trust. But as a child, I'm sure they have big vision and they have so much trust that hasn't been inhibited by circumstances that may have turned out not the way we expected. Is that something that you're seeing when you look at, say, comparing some of the children to the adults, that the children are far more visionary and far more dreaming and say, let's do this, let's do that? And you kind of, okay, well, let's just keep a containment on this because we're not sure if we can achieve that. I heard that a little bit in the story, but is that something you're seeing across the board?
Oh, yeah. So when we're getting ready to do a project of any type, I usually ask, what is it that you want to do? What do you think that they would be happy with, especially since we work primarily with children and families? One of the things we do is it's not about people always serving children, but it's about the children going out serving others.
Empowering them to do, yes, that.
Yes, so when we do mission work, we want them to be on the forefront of being a part of that. So I do ask them their ideas, and I have to thank God for that, because I remember as we were naming the various sites, and the Lord was like, ask the children what they want. And they do have this this uninhibited faith about things. Mm-hmm. And they will say, I think we should do this. The only thing that we do is we have to help them structure it. But we really try to go with their ideas and really push them, because we want them to think. And then we just try to make sure that they are doing it in a practical way. So, yes, you have this dream. How are you going to execute it so that it is successful? Yeah. So, yes, there is a difference between them and adults. I've had where we do this thing called Backs of Blessings during Christmas, and people were saying, how are you going to do this Backs of Blessing and you don't have like all the money to do it, and you want to do like 100 bags for people? I said, we just put it out there and people come. I mean, we tell people what we need, and I mean, it's amazing to get a big box of something, whatever it is, from someone. Or like, if my dentist was like, you need this? And he said, okay. And he just ordered a whole set of supplies for us, brand new, nothing that he had in the office, but brand new. And so I think as adults, we have to continuously learn from children and have that same level of faith. Because once we start looking at the world around us, we start losing a little bit of that. And that's why it's important for us to keep our focus on Jesus Christ. And even as I see some of the children mature and they're seeing the things that are happening in the world, and they're saying, Miss Jackie, you know, I'm nervous about this. And I say, well, what does the Bible say? How can we address this? How can we continue to move forward? And we're building this little community so that they can communicate with one another. And so they can talk among themselves about, okay, maybe we should do this, or maybe we should do that. And that is what we really want to see. It really is about empowering them so that they can understand who they are and who they are serving and how he wants them to go out and do these great things.
Yeah. Such a reminder for all of us that, you know, we need to be mindful about who and what we're allowing to speak into our lives and the importance of creating a community like you have done for your children, mm-hmm. that they can come together and speak and share their ideas, speak openly, but have, you know, hope, truth and life spoken into the conversation rather than being distracted and discouraged and dismayed by what's going on externally. Because I think when we allow that negativity to impact us, that can have us start to play small, not share anything at all, that message, and not really get out there and empower. And I think sometimes to support or find support by like-minded people is so very important. Let's talk a little bit. I know a lot of the conversation that we've had really emphasizes the importance that, you know, what has happened to us in the past does not determine how our future will be. It very much is determined through the choices that we make. And as we said, the choices that we make are often reflected or founded upon the beliefs and the values that we've had. The good thing is we can change those beliefs. And I'm not talking about the belief in Christ or Jesus, but I'm talking about the belief that we think it's going to be a good day or a bad day, or the belief that things always go wrong. Our expectations of things and circumstances will often come true because that's what we're focusing on. So we're not focusing on the positive little steps that are happening. Share a little bit about maybe some of the things that you share with your young adults and young children, and maybe some reflections and insights for us adults who perhaps really are keeping ourselves playing small and getting out there on a bigger scale to share our message of hope and inspiration because of maybe what's happened to us in the past.
Yes. So one of the things that I'm seeing in a lot of communities is so many children without fathers. Mm-hmm. And I remember one little girl, she was saying, she didn't think she's going to be anything because she didn't have a father in her home. He had been a part of her home, but due to various actions, he was no longer a part of the home. And, you know, I was just watching her tear up. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking, man, if she thinks this now, what is going to happen to her in the future? And I told her, I said, you know what? You're not the only one. I said, my father was not a very good father either. But I said, look at what I'm doing now. And I said, God has something special for you. And I said, if you will just trust him and you believe and you continue to pursue that course, I said, you will become something way more than what you ever intended to be yourself. And I think that's what CCE really is a reflection of who I am as a person. Mm-hmm. Someone poured into me. Mm-hmm. They saw potential in me. And so from there, I didn't even see it in myself initially. But I remember my grandmother pulling me aside and she was like, I'm going to start putting you in pages. I'm going to start doing this. I'm going to start doing that. And I was thinking, I don't want to do that. I don't, you know, but I was a very shy and reserved child because of home life. But I blossomed at it. But that's because she was pouring into me and my mom was saying, you can do this, you can do that. You know, don't have these doubts. And of course, the church was a very big part of our daily life. And so I was able to blossom out of that shyness, out of this thinking that, you know, I needed to have more to be something. I was already something. And I just didn't see it for myself. But once I did start seeing it for myself, I was like, oh, I can do this. I can do that. And even with this CC, you know, I would have never thought that this would have been for me. But God is just using all of my talents, all of my abilities. It's like it's never ending. Like when I just think of something like, whoa, like that's so exciting. And so I try to pour that into other children as well. And I tell them all the time, you can do this. I had a little girl who was really, really shy herself. I was trying to get her to sing a solo at church. But one of the things that she did that was so amazing, she said, Miss Jackie, I entered a speaking contest and I won second place. I was like, whoa, are you serious? I was like, this is the girl that didn't want to do anything. But I remember it because I was that girl. I tell people all the time, if a leaf touched me, I would cry. I was that girl, but it was because of what the home life was. But my grandmother, I mean, I really credit her a lot. She has a strong faith in God, and she worked in children ministry herself. Yes. And she poured into me because she saw that I had the ability to do it. And I think if we start looking at children that way and say, man, they can be something great. I wonder what I can do to help them be great. And I know I said, you're going to make a difference, that positive difference in their life, and completely change their perspective of life. And I wrote to you when I did my profile. I said, I like who I am. I know, like I said before, that I have purpose and that I'm here to do great things. And I want everyone to feel that way. Yeah. I like who I am. I like who God made me to be. And I am here to do great things. And I think if we just pour that message into children just continuously, we will see a different generation and a different world.
Absolutely. You know, yesterday in church, it's Monday for us here. So yesterday was our Sunday. We were singing a song and it was about, you know, love others, how you love yourself. You know, I was reflecting on that, how often you talk to people and because of their circumstances and things that the world says they should be or shouldn't be, I think it's actually impacting people's level of self-worth. And I'm not talking about anything arrogance here. I'm having that inner confidence just be able to say what you have just said, to say, you know what, I am okay. I love who God has created me to be, and I love who I am in Him. And I think many of us, through circumstances, situations, and the lies, I think that the enemy continues to spread around the world, that's impacted. So we've almost come to some people have almost this self-loathing, and I think that's so sad, because as you said so beautifully, every single one of us has a destiny, and that may be to walk beside someone and to be a helping hand or to speak and be able to pray alongside them. Whatever it is, it doesn't necessarily mean we all need to be CEOs or be large founders of organizations. I think wherever we've been placed, we can make a huge difference. So, you know, just being someone that speaks some hope into a child's life, to say you can do that and be in an encouragement there. What would be one thing you would say to someone that recognizes that they may feel more empowered to help others, but recognize you need to have that empowerment to help yourself first and have that inner confidence who Christ says that we are. And through that, we can then go out and help and empower others as well. So your best self is whom God created you to be. What would be one insight you would share for that person?
I think we have to go back to the scripture. And when Jesus gave the two commands, and he said, love God first, and then love others as you love yourself. And I think a lot of people gloss over the fact that it says, love yourself. Mm. How can you truly love on other people if you can't love yourself? So it does start with empowering yourself. It may be God may have spoken to your heart. I think he might have said, go try for this promotion. Okay? Mm. Go for it. That in itself, because he knows what's going to happen.
Yes.
And we can never see the big picture, but if you listen to his wisdom, you go after it. And you're like, wow, I can't believe this happened. Just like me, like, wow, I can't believe this is what it has turned into. Mm. I know that you will start building that confidence within yourself. And once you have that confidence, then you will have the opportunity to really pour into other children's lives, to really love on them as they should be loved on. Because some people think love is these different things, this standard of love that the world has given us. But the Bible is very clear. You can empower a child by just saying, that is very nice what you did. I really enjoy that. And they walk around smiling, and then they'll go tell their parents, Mom, she said that was very nice what I did. I'm so excited. And then they tell their friends, that was very exciting. Then the friends may think, hey, maybe I can do something like that too, and it would be very nice. And it just continues to pass on. I think that's why we're really building this community of the children, the families, also the people who are going to be involved with shopatcce.com. These are all going to be examples for the children who are interested in becoming entrepreneurs, mm-hmm. and to show that you can feed the Christian community. Just whatever you can do, say a kind word, being patient, listening to a play that they have created and made up. I have done that several times. You know, just, oh, we want to show you this, Miss Jack. Okay. And I just sit there, watch, listen, clap my hands, and be like, that was very good. All of those things give children the confidence that they need. Yeah. And it just starts with your action. Start doing things that you know that are pleasing to God, that He wants you to do, and you will become more confident. It's just so much. I mean, just look to the Bible and just start doing things, and you will start seeing it appear in your life, and you'll be like, wow, I can't believe this is happening.
As you're sharing that about concerts, I remember my sister and I, we would used to put on concerts and invite, you know, my mum and dad and put a little dolls around and everything. And to think back, I mean, we weren't, you know, I played the piano accordion and she played the guitar, I think, and we sang at the same time. But yeah, and parents who just, you know, applauding and saying that's fantastic can make a huge impact, you know, to a child, as can we when children invite us to share their gifts and strengths as they're developing too. So share with us, Jackie, how can we find out more about CCE? What's the best way?
Okay, you can go to ChristianChildrensEmpowerment.com or use the short link CCEKid.com. From there, that's our main page. You can go to the About page and you can click on any of the extension sites. Everything is on that main page, and you should be able to go from place to place. You can even go to my website, which is linked to the CCE website, JackieWilson.net. That's J-A-C-Q-U-I, Wilson.net. And you can click on my profile in the About section to learn more about CCE as well.
Fantastic. And of course, we'll put all of those links in the show notes, ambitiousentrepreneurnetwork.com/TCE118. Jackie, before we go, one of the things that I'm doing for all my guests is just finishing the show with a word of prayer. May I do that for you today?
Absolutely.
Fantastic. Father God, thank you for an opportunity to hear about the ministry in which Jackie and her team are working. Father, just to hear the impact and the lives of the children that she and her team are empowering, not just in her country, but also in countries abroad. We just want to praise and honor you that work, and just continue to uphold them. Continue to ask for your blessings and your favor, as she reminded us to speak hope, truth, light, love into a young child's life can be the difference that can make and empower them to become leaders in their world as they continue to grow and impact other people's lives. And we just want to just honor that we've had this conversation and been reminded of the importance of that. Father, children are our future, and to be able to direct them in your way, to really be able to uphold them in our prayers, is just so very important, particularly when we think about the world in which we live, you know, to really be able to help them to become Christ-centered, Christ-focused, okay, in the work that they're doing, in the empowerment that they continue to be hope, light, and truth for you in the world, is something that, is just amazing. And we ask this in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you so much, Jackie, for the work that you and your team are doing. Really, it's just so encouraging. It's amazing when, you know, I get to really be honored and speak to so many incredible people doing great work on behalf of our Lord and impacting many lives. Sometimes it goes unspoken, doesn't it? But we know without a shadow of a doubt, the word that you planted in as a seed in a young child, through the Holy Spirit and through other nurturing from other, you know, incredible programs that these young children, through you and other organizations, continues to nurture them. And it's so important. Who knows, you know, someone who's going through your program and programs may just be the next politician that impacts,
right?
You know, you just don't know what that future holds because of someone taking the time to have that kind word, that encouragement that helps them to think, well, you know, maybe it's possible for me. So thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me. I was honored, and thank you for reaching out. I'm really excited, and I just hope other people will be inspired to make that difference in other people's lives.
Yeah, so important. Thanks again.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the Christian Entrepreneurs Podcast, brought to you by BeTheDifferenceMovement.com, changing the world one message at a time. Do you feel called to influence real change with your message? Join our supportive community of like-minded influencers, thought leaders, and disruptors at www.BeTheDifferenceMovement.com. That's BeTheDifferenceMovement.com.